American cattle news. A lot of volatility in the cattle market. What do you need to keep in mind? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Dr. Daryl Peel is Oklahoma State livestock economist.
Cattle numbers are generally tight, and that's going to continue to be a factor in the market, not only for feeder cattle prices and so on for producers, but also it affects the overall availability of cattle once we think about this question of herd rebuilding. And so, you know, we've slaughtered a lot of heifers the last 2 to 4 years. And that is one of the reasons why it's going to take some time. Once we decide we want to rebuild the herd, it's not going to be a fast process. It's going to take some time to retain those heifers. And of course, with the biology of cattle, that's a slow process. By the time we grow them up, breed them, and get production out of them, that's going to take some time. And I think that's the situation that we're going to be in for the next several years.
With so much volatility over the past 4 to 6 weeks, what do producers need to keep in mind?
We're in this kind of no man's land between what's been forced on us in many cases, but with the drought, what we've had to do, very much a defensive kind of a position. I think a lot of producers now are in a position where they can start thinking about moving towards offense, if you will, to use that analogy, where we can think about where we want to be positioned. I think we're going to continue to see generally strong markets, not only in 2024, but for a year or two after that, at least. And so I think producers want to think about how they need to be positioned in terms of their operation to take advantage of that. And, you know, that's going to be different for different folks, but there will be opportunities here. Input prices remain relatively high, so cost of production is going to be a challenge. And profit potential will depend on managing costs as well as taking advantage of the revenues offered by the market.
American Cattle News.